Welcome to the Tales for Wales Throwback Thursday. You know what it is by now. We thought you guys would probably be sick and tired of the rotating three intros we had before, where it was like us going, hey, this is a new feature that we did, because we've done about 20-odd by this point. So we thought we'd update them and just say, yeah, here you are. You're looking back into the looking glass. These are our old episodes. You get little snippets. And then if you like them, maybe you've heard them before and you just want a little glimpse in the past. But if you haven't, maybe you're thinking, I missed out on something.
Quick, go, cut. We're going to go too long again. Cut. Yeah, you know what it is. Goodbye. Shit.
This is the start of season three. I have made a note here. Let me just read my note where I said season three is going to be a lot more factually accurate. We both discovered that reading
books.
Hope you
haven't overpromised there.
No. Let me just. Where are my fucking notes? I mean, this is shambolic already.
I promise it's going to be more organised than last time. Where are my notes? I can't find them.
I can never fucking find them. It's only on my phone. Right, you say something. Say something.
Yeah, you distract him, for Christ's sake. No, I think what Franco's trying to say is that. This being Franco recently started reading books, and we thought, wow, what are these bloody things? These are great. We're not just sort of skimming Wikipedia anymore.
Yeah, we're reading Welsh history. But to be fair, we were doing more than Wikipedia, but like it was a bit more messy. And now we've got some Welsh history books that are like lesser known Welsh history books that have been really helpful for plotting out what we're going to do in season three. And we both had
it was like the cavemen discovering fire, wasn't it? When we both like, I'm reading this book, it's really good. And you're like, oh my god, I'm reading the book as well.
It's actually really easy to understand. So we're just going to steal these books and bring them to life a bit more, because, you know, we don't expect you to have to read a book. The audience, that is.
No.
We would then put you through
We'll digest
that.
It and add our sexiness to it at the end and then regurgitate.
Yeah, so for season three, my first note is I want us to pick a pod to start a rivalry with, and I want the listeners to tell us another pod who we can start beef with, and we can just fall out needlessly with someone about it. So yeah, listeners, let us now galvanise the masses, and let's pick a pod. We'll just fucking hassle and just turn into like,
is there
some
any
guerrilla
rules
marketing.
On who it can be, or is it like it can be like corporate mega hitter, or can it be like a little man pastor that we're going to just fucking shit all over?
I think if it's like someone similar to us, and we could just have like a rivalry, just comment on their stuff, but I hear all your fans are nonces, and just start attacking them. No, maybe not that, but I do think we should,
so horrible.
We should have like a fun rivalry with someone, and even if they never know about it, we could just every week just report back on how much we don't really know.
Breeds innovation, doesn't it? So don't know where this is going to go, but let's try it.
So that was my first note for season three, and the second one is we're gonna up our game on the history, on the actual facts that we spit out. So that's just a message at the top. Let me get rid of those notes.
Don't you know, be at us in the comments and stuff if we do still get things wrong. But we're gonna try a little bit harder, because a lot of the time before we've gone, oh, this is this bit of information, and then if you wanted a little side section, we're like, I haven't looked at that, you know. I've got just enough to sort of wangle the pod.
Well, we got more of an understanding now of like a broader knowledge of it. So I think, for example, things like the Mabinogion, when we talk about what was Blodeuwedd having to kill that guy when he stood on a goat. When he has to kill Llei when he stood on a goat in a bathtub. If you read the full story, or if you read more references, it tells you why that, and it makes a bit more sense. So we'll look back at some of the stuff and maybe rectify some of our mistakes. But, you know, this is a stupid podcast told by two drunks. What do you expect? It's not fucking in our time.
Exactly. You're not coming here, not writing your dissertation based on these episodes, are you? And if you are, God help you.
God help you. May Lord have mercy upon thy soul. And also, welcome back, Jack. He's come back from his stupid little pathetic trip away on his lad's holiday on his honeymoon, which he didn't even consider doing a podcast from.
I know, letting the team down, letting the boys down. But what can you do? You know, I'm shackled now. shackled by the old weight of my chain. Fucking left hand. You know, ball and chain. Yeah.
The dragon.
But no, it's been a lot's happened. The dragon. The lots happened though since the last time, isn't it? As I've recorded, I've been married and I've been on my honeymoon. It's been bloody ages.
Yeah. So we did. We stockpiled some episodes, but now we're going to go back to trying to do these a bit more weekly, so it can be more current event in the world of Welsh history.
Yeah, the pop culture references will be fucking on point now. Well, maybe not on point, maybe a week behind, but you know, that's best we can
roughly
do.
Roughly around that. Do you have any tales? Any tales for Wales for us?
No, not really. In terms of anecdotes and stuff, my honeymoon was just me sweating on a sunbed, drinking lovely cold drinks next to a pool. It was fucking glorious.
Just a nice chill. And, a good reset.
Very, very chill. Oh, yeah, it was great. I told you when we spoke, was it yesterday? Yeah. When you said, I was the honeymoon. I said, it was great. I had so much sleep. And you were like, yeah. Most people would be like, oh, yeah, shagging and, you know, doing all these crazy adventures abroad. You're like, oh, I'm great. I'm well rested. That's what I've drawn from it.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Now, let's never talk of Antigua ever again, okay? You promise me?
Oh, yeah, just for the listeners. A few of us boys got together yesterday just for a couple of Sunday drinks. I didn't mention my honeymoon, not once. And then as soon as I mentioned it one time, Antigua, they were going, oh, Antigua, Jesus Christ. Stop going on about it.
Fucking so I couldn't tell any Antigua. Stories.
I know.
Well, I haven't got too much to report, Antigua. I haven't got too much to feedback on whilst you've been gone, except there's someone who I work with who... who keeps trying to get, like, I think he's trying to spice up our friendship online because we talk to each other on Teams and he always, he's always using, like, sayings. So he'll call himself Rubber Arm in the sense of, like, you know, if someone tries to twist his arm, it's really easy. He's like, they call me Rubber Arm. I was like, oh, do they? And then he said, oh, we were talking about cooking and he was like, yeah. So it's really nice when you add a bit of fruit to it. So I just add a bit of lemon piss to the salad. I was like, lemon piss. And he just means like lemon squeezing piss. A lemon.
Lemon piss.
And then he said, you know urinals, like urinal cakes, the things you have in urinals become smell fresh?
Yeah.
He calls them piss biscuits. Mm. And they're just, he's obsessed. Piss.
What's this guy's thing with piss?
He's really into it. He says it all the time. Piss biscuits. Yeah, so I'm going to kind of keep a log of what other piss-related... things he's replaced in life.
Note those down.
Yeah.
So I'm intrigued. I got my curiosity. Yeah.